Good morning, I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to the Daily Punch, brought to you by Punch Bowl News. It is Friday, April 22nd, 2022. Let's get into the mix. Here are your Washington headlines for the day. Number one, on Kevin McCarthy and the tape. Number two, Biden wants more money for Ukraine. And number three, an interesting ad from David Perdue. So everybody in our world is talking about Jonathan Martin and Alex Burns' new book, This Will Not Pass. Let's take it from the top. Yesterday, J. Mart and Burns, who all of us, myself, Brez, and Anna, worked with at Politico, they published a story in the New York Times, an excerpt from their book, This Will Not Pass, that said that Kevin McCarthy basically suggested privately after January 6th that Donald Trump should consider resigning in the wake of the January 6th insurrection. McCarthy believed the Senate was likely to convict Trump after the House impeached him, and, quote, it would be my recommendation that he should resign. Now, McCarthy immediately denied this. He and his aides offered an emphatic denial of the New York Times story early in the day, but then nighttime came, and Rachel Maddow tweeted, her show tweeted, that they had the tape. Now, that is, having written a book, that is something that is the most powerful, obviously, the most powerful evidence of anything. Someone denies something and you have what we call the receipts. So the audio, which we linked this morning in the AM edition, is damning. It has McCarthy saying precisely what he said he didn't say earlier in the day. So let's unpack this a little bit. You should go to the newsletter and listen to the audio for yourself. It is as damning, frankly, as it could be after McCarthy denied it. McCarthy's office had no comment yesterday about the tape, about the whole situation. We'll have to see what happens today. The unequivocal denial that he issued was wrong. It was not true. Now, without, you know, getting into motivations or anything like that, they denied something that ended up being true. Let's leave it at that. We asked Liz Cheney about this episode, including whether she leaked the tape, and she and her office said the Select Committee has asked Kevin McCarthy to speak with us about these events, but he has so far declined. Representative Cheney did not record or leak the tape and does not know how reporters got it. Now, having covered Republican leadership in the House for a long time, there will be a lot, and I mean a lot, of speculation about who did release this tape, who did tape it. It's going to sow a new round of distrust in the leadership. Remember, aides are oftentimes listening in on these calls, and there are plenty of figures in the Republican leadership who would benefit from a McCarthy fall. So let's just start with that. Now, we'll have to see how Trump reacts to this. If he dumps on McCarthy, that's a problem. McCarthy and Trump have maintained a very close relationship, and as I frequently say, the House Republican Conference is the base for Trump support in the GOP. Now, there are plenty of people who don't like Kevin and who don't like, and Steve Scalise, the number two House Republican, has mostly stayed above the fray here in this incident and in other incidents. Trump can round up support theoretically. We're in April, so a leadership race comes after, if and after Republicans win the majority. So could Trump, let's take the outer limit of Republican win in November. Let's say they win 30 seats. That means McCarthy has a 25 seat majority. And he needs 218 to become speaker. Could he round up 15 people to vote against McCarthy? Sure. I would say probably, if not definitely. Trump can't make McCarthy speaker, but he could surely prevent him from becoming speaker. Theoretically, we'll have to see. But Trump is savvy himself in a sense. I mean, he's definitely forgiven people who have talked smack about him. Look at what happened this week. J.D. Vance spent a long time dumping on Trump. But if Trump decides to use this against McCarthy, it could give the anti-McCarthy factions in the conference new life. We can only imagine what Mark Meadows is thinking right now, himself an original member of the anti-McCarthy faction. Also, just remember this. McCarthy had a big role in resurrecting Trump post January 6th, something that his detractors make clear all the time. So does Trump remember that? I mean, Trump's not a loyal man. He is loyal to only his family, but McCarthy played a big role in making sure Trump was politically viable post January 6th. The only excuse McCarthy has here is that he could say, I thought the Senate was going to convict him, and I was trying to counsel Trump to get out ahead of it. Now, that doesn't excuse the fact that he said something that ended up being not true. We'll have to see. It's very early here, and this tape only came out yesterday, and Congress is out, so we'll have to see what the vibe is when they come back into session next week. But Republicans we spoke to last night said they don't think this will jeopardize McCarthy's chance of becoming Speaker. That is just the early sense. Now, we'll have to see. One Republican leadership aide who does not work for McCarthy texted us this last night. This too shall pass, a reference to the book. And, you know, obviously I don't know about wishful thinking, but we'll have to see. So Trump has a rally this weekend. As Trump says, we'll see how it plays out. You know, we don't give Trump much ink in Punchbowl News. Our focus is on the politics of governing, the politics of legislating. Now, this is important. This is important for our readership because this will impact, if Republicans take back the majority, who will become Speaker. So with that, for now, I'm going to move on to the number two story of the day. Biden seeks more help from Ukraine. Joe Biden is gearing up to ask Congress for more money from Ukraine. We don't know how big the aid package is going to be. Biden told reporters he's waiting for a recommendation from the Pentagon. He announced $800 million in military aid Thursday, including howitzers, 144,000 rounds of ammo, dozens of vehicles, tactical drones, a lot of stuff, a lot of hard military equipment going to Ukraine. Overall, the U.S. has given Ukraine $4 billion in aid so far. That's a huge chunk of money. We asked House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, following a meeting with the Ukrainian Prime Minister Thursday, if they would pair COVID relief with the Ukrainian money, and he said he doesn't know. They haven't discussed it, but that seems awfully likely to us. Number three story of the day. This is fascinating. David Perdue has a new ad in Georgia where he says the country's problems, quote, started right here when Brian Kemp sold us out and allowed radicals to steal the election. Kemp is just another establishment politician who fought Trump. Quite obviously, Perdue is not winning this race. Brian Kemp is in the lead. Perdue is the Trump-endorsed candidate. It's kind of neck-snapping, head-snapping, whatever that word is, whatever that phrase is, to hear Perdue talk about something like this, considering he is probably, I mean, if you look up a picture of the establishment, David Perdue is probably it, former rich business guy. Anyhow, with that, leave us a rating and review. Subscribe to Punchbowl News at punchbowl.news. Have a wonderful day, a wonderful weekend, and stay safe.